Even though the shutdown was spurred by congressmen representing solidly Republican districts, the numbers from public policy polling show their Republican colleagues in swing districts nationwide could be in trouble come re-election. In Florida, Republican Representatives Steve Sutherland, Daniel Webster, and Bill Young are all trailing behind Democrats, according to this latest poll. Tom Jensen, one of the pollsters with the left-leaning public policy polling group, says those numbers are part of a larger national trend that could jeopardize the GOP's control of the U.S. House.
This really is something that's putting a lot of seats in play for next year. Democrats need to win 17 seats to get back the House, and here we have 17 districts where they have the lead right now.
Another pollster, Celinda Lake, says whether or not these numbers will hold until November 2014 depends on a lot of factors. But for now, she says, it's shifting public opinion in the Democrats' favor.
The shutdown has energized Democrats, moved independents, and also affected the attitudes of women and seniors. And these are the key decisive voters in the 2014 election.
Polling shows both Democrats and independents are opposed to the federal government's partial shutdown. Republican voters are divided on the issue. The polling was paid for by Move On, a liberal political group. The Republican Party of Florida had no comment. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.